The Diary of a Nobody by George and Whedon Grossmith, read by Steve Oram. April 12th. Mustard and cress and radishes not come up yet. Left Farmerson repairing the scraper, but when I came home found three men working, and Farmerson said that in making a fresh hole he had penetrated the gas pipe. He said it was the most ridiculous place to put the gas pipe, and the man who did it evidently knew nothing about his business. I felt his excuse was no consolation for the expense I should be put to. In the evening, after tea, Gowing dropped in and we had a smoke together in the breakfast parlour. Carrie joined us later but did not stay long, saying the smoke was too much for her. It was also rather too much for me, for Gowing had given me what he called a green cigar, one that his friend Schumacher had just brought over from America. The cigar didn't look green, but I fancy I must have done so, for when I had smoked a little more than half, I was obliged to retire on the pretext of telling Sarah to bring in the glasses. I took a walk round the garden three or four times, feeling the need of fresh air. On returning, Gowing noticed I was not smoking, offered me another cigar, which I politely declined. Gowing began his usual sniffing, so, anticipating him, I said, "You're not going to complain of the smell of paint again." He said, "No, not this time, but I'll tell you what. I distinctly smell dry rot." I don't often make jokes, but I replied, "You're talking a lot of dry rot yourself." I could not help roaring at this, and Carrie said her sides quite ached with laughter. I never was so immensely tickled by anything I've ever said before. I actually woke up twice during the night and laughed till the bed shook. April 13th. An extraordinary coincidence. Carrie had called in a woman to make some chintz covers for our drawing room chairs and sofa to prevent the sun fading the green rep of the furniture. I saw the woman and recognised her as a woman who used to work years ago for my old aunt at Clapham. It only shows how small the world is. April 14th. Spent the whole of the afternoon in the garden, having this morning picked up at a bookstall for fivepence a capital little book in good condition on gardening. I procured and sowed some half-hardy annuals in what I fancy will be a warm, sunny border. I thought of a joke and called out to Carrie. "Carrie," came out rather testy, I thought. I said, "I've just discovered we've got a lodging house." She replied, "How do you mean?" I said, "Look at the borders." Carrie said, "Is that all you wanted me for?" I said, "Any other time you would have laughed at my little pleasantry." Carrie said, "Certainly, at any other time, but not when I'm busy in the house."